أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So continuing with looking at how to awaken the intelligence, how do I connect with this Quran? What sort of system do I use? What of steps do I take? Where do I start? This is the question we get asked all the time. So here's my two pennies worth. The first thing we need to do is to start with being able to recite the Arabic language. And we call it Q-read. Just to understand recitation. It's really important because these are the words of divinity. Even though in the first instance, you may not be able to understand them, the first step, and as our ancestors did throughout time, were to teach us how to recite the Quran. It's phenomenal to read the words of divinity. The second step is to, I call it Q terminology. Now here, it's to know some of the terms. We've already talked about them, juz and ajza, manzil and manazil, surah and sur, ayah and ayat, ruku and ruku'at, and so on and so forth. Just to know a little bit about what's going on in this book. The third step is to know the names of the chapters or the surah, familiarization. And we did what we called Q mnemonics, and we looked at an easy way of being able to memorize the names of the 114 chapters or surah of the Quran. And the idea basically was to use the link system where we transformed data into an image and created associations. And this is something that you do to remember any number of things in sequence. Vivid mental picture stories called a mnemonic, and then we used focus points to hook the story on. We will continue with mnemonics because we stopped at 50. The next step is to look at Q City. So if you look at Q City, you're looking at an overall city which gives you 114 chapters. We've divided it into various suburbs, and I've talked about them. There's 20 of those. To look at that, so you have an overall view. In other words, so you knew there were five surah beginning with Qul, which is say. So you also knew that there were seven chapters or seven surah, which are known as Musabbihat, and the Prophet would not sleep unless he recited one of those. There were five that began with Hamd. Hamd is gratitude and praise of God. So that you knew that there were four chapters of the Quran whose names were those related to women. So there was Nisa and Mujadila and Mumtahana and Maryam. Basically a general view, overview of the Quran. And that is how we would start with. Then the second step is what we're looking at now. When I say second step of Q City, but in our list, this comes to the fifth step, is to know the key concept of each surah or each building, as we called it in Quran City. Now we've looked at three. So we've looked at three, Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Furqan, and Surah Al-Alaq. So the moment somebody said Surah Al-Fatiha, in my mind, the key concept would be that it's a summary of the Quran. It is to awaken the soul to Iman and submission to divinity in order to reach one's full potential. And what would come to mind is Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim, guide us onto the straight path. In other words, guide us to our full potential. And we ask it over and over again. For Surah Al-Furqan, I know it's Surah number 25. I would know that it talks about the objections of those who rejected revelation compared to the characteristics of those who accept revelation to reach their full potential. And finally, we looked at Surah Al-Alaq, which is Surah number 96. Chronologically, the first five ayat were the first five to be revealed. I would know as my focus that this was closeness to the Creator through awakening of intelligence and submission, and that the arrogance of or rebelliousness was due to an arrogance of thinking I know it all and I have it all, and there's a historical example. And that in essence is really the concept of a surah, and we should know all 114. And then there's Q-speak, which you could use side by side with everything else, which would use the ayat of Qur'an in our daily life, or the words of Qur'an. We talked about a bitana friend, a belly friend, a friend who kept secrets, even simple things like Surah number 53 is a star, so to tell my child, you're a 53, or anything at all. Where we are using the Quran, we already use Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim or Alhamdulillah and Astaghfirullah. We use all these words from the Quran, but to go a step further and to use the key ayat. Remember, when we look at the life of those who lived with the Ahlul Bayt, for example, Sayyidah Fizza. I mean, she just spoke in the language of the Quran, and that is phenomenal because it's divine words. Then we go to a next step, which is study of each surah. So then now to look at the surah, look at its sections, look at the ayat, and study it. We could also side by side do a topical study, which I call indexing or journaling the Quran. And we've already done the ayat, which were Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu or Ya Ayyuhan Nas. So on in our Qurans, these should be marked. And then cue words, which is the vocabulary. And all these are steps or modules. You can interlink them, you can do them one after the other, or you can do them all together. But in essence, that is how we start familiarizing ourselves with the Quran. And I just like to end at the advantages. It's phenomenal. Imam Sadiq says, I'd like to see a Quran used in every house so that through this, Allah will repel shaitan from that house. Imam Ali says the verses of the Quran are treasures. Every time a treasure is opened, it's desirable that you look at what's inside it. The Prophet said the superiority of the Quran over the rest of the words is like the superiority of Allah over His creation. For everything there is a decoration. The decoration of the Quran is a good voice, he said. He said, place a portion of goodness from the Quran in your homes because ease will come to the people of that house in which the Quran is read. Goodness will increase and the inhabitants of that house will be given excessive bounties or bounties in excess. So much. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of us become Ahlul Quran. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.